So we are going to go on and get started. Thank you for that, Minister Tammy. I think it's my keyboard. The dashboard is not working this morning, but that's all right. Teamwork makes our dream work. Let's go to our Lord and Savior in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Thursday, this season of thanks, the Master's Call family created a platform, a pillar to give you, our Master, all the glory, honor, and praise. And on this day, Lord, as your people call in from the north, the south, the east, and the west, Spirit of the living God, have your way in our lives. We are your sheep and the people of your pasture who come to eat, to chew, to be nourished by a word from the throne room of God. We celebrate you and our fellow brothers and sisters. Thank you for carrying us through danger, seen and unseen, protecting us, providing for us. And on this Master's Call, we lift up your name, that we are encouraged and inspired by your majestic presence. Now, on this call today, Father, we thank you that lives will not just be challenged, but be changed to be more like you. God, we thank you for the speaker, your mouthpiece from the throne room of God today. Anoint Minister LaShawn that the oracles of God will speak through her, flow through her, and we are good ground. We're fertile ground to receive a word from the Lord. We thank you for the Artists International family. We lift up the Diaz de Leon family. Thank you for their leadership. Continue to bless them and keep them. That we cancel any and every and all assignments of the enemy, that he has absolutely no dominion on this call. The Spirit of the living God, we thank you for your liberty on this call to move as you will. And we will be careful. We will be sincere. We will be sensitive to your spirit to give you and you alone all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And I turn it over to our awesome anointed host for the morning, Minister Tammy. The floor is yours.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa. I am so pleased to have a pastor as you, the shepherd of this body, one of our co-founders, just a true woman of God. And we're so thankful that we were able to be greeted by you this morning, our mother shepherd here on the Master's Call. Welcome, welcome all of you to the Master's Call. This is Tammy in South Carolina, and I again am so honored to greet all of you this morning and say welcome to the call that changes lives. Welcome to the call that was given a mandate to empower, to enrich, and enhance believers as they begin their day. And amen. Oh, my God, we receive a word from the Lord each and every morning that we come to you live here Monday through Friday on the Master's Call. You are so blessed to be covered under the Psalm 88:13 by this call, and that psalm reads, "But I, O Lord, have cried out to you for help, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." See, here on the Master's Call, we're all about prayer. And as Dr. Vanessa said, we are so sensitive to the Holy Spirit. We know that he hears and answers our prayers, our Father in heaven above. And we ask you to give us the opportunity to intercede on your behalf. That's what we're called to do. How do you do that? But we're going to tell you in just a moment, but we want to point you to our website just in case you're not able to hear the word live here on the call Monday through Friday. We will want you to go to our website, which is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And on that website, you will not only find a word from our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, but you'll also find our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is also giving a mighty, mighty word on this call. These are two anointed women of God who started this call in October on the 25th of 2010. Amen. And so we're pressing forward toward the mark, the high mark, for 2 years, and we're running into the third year, taking it by force. So we also have for you a playback number. That number is 712-432-1085. That's our playback number, and the PIN is 957-677-POUND. You're able to hear the current message for that day if you go to that number. We also, as I said, have an email address for you that you can use to send us your prayer requests. Amen. And on Fridays, which is tomorrow, we will have our live prayer request time. We do that every week where you can give us a prayer request and a praise report, but you can also send it to us by email as well as your feedback. And amen, we're calling in intercessors. I just know and can feel in my spirit the Lord is raising up more intercessors to come and help us on the call. That email address that you will send your information to is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And so we also invite you to join us as we give unto our sister evangelist, Lynn Beatty, for her campaign, fill a bottle, save a life.com. I felt the Spirit tug me there. fillabottlesavealife.com. Go there and bless this sister of God. We want to also remind you of the motivational call that comes up right after this, and we'll give you that number in just a moment. But now we want to bring up to the mic the woman of God for this hour. Amen. We want to bring up our own minister, LaShawn Shelton, who is from New York, but she is hailing in Delaware right now. She is bringing others into the kingdom of God. She is a woman of God, certainly is a mother, and just a believer of God, and she's doing great work for the kingdom. We are so excited because every time she comes in spirit and truth, bringing a word for us to eat on this morning. So, Minister LaShawn, I welcome you with kingdom greetings to the master's call this morning. Woman of God, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Tammy. Can you hear me?
Good morning. I hear you, Minister LaShawn. Go ahead and do your thing.
Amen. Praise God. Good morning, TMC family. Blessings unto all of you. I ask you all that you just sit back because this word was given to me from the Lord this morning. And I tell you, it made me say ouch and it made me say amen as well. So, Father, Lord God, I thank you for trusting me as your servant. I thank you for coming and giving a word in my belly so that I can give to your children, Father, Lord God. I ask that you please continue to decrease me and increase you. Allow me, Father, Lord God, to be invisible to thine sight and your words come before your throne. Amen. So the message I have today is rebuilding Corinth in 2012 and beyond. Rebuilding Corinth in 2012 and beyond. And a little bit about Corinth, it was strategically located in a Roman city on a mainland route between east and west and was a crossroad for several sea routes. Corinth was famous for its intellectual and material prosperity and was honored with being the capital of Achaia. It also became notorious for its corruption, for its sexual immorality, for its this lack for man. It just became what they call prolificity on shameless and dissolution, recklessness and extravagance, just unnecessary, what we would call overboard today, what we may see on reality shows today, what we may see two doors down from us today, what we may see in our very own homes today, amen? So we are rebuilding Corinth in 2012 and beyond. And 1 Corinthians 6, 19 through 20 says, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies and your mind." And I'm going to break that down for you because basically what that's saying is the more we do not take care of our temples, the more we are sinning and displeasing God. The more that we choose brownies and ring-dings over carrots and vegetables and destroying our bodies, the more we are doing against God. The more that we decide we're not going to exercise because it's cheaper to get a tummy tuck and less, you know, tiresome, the more we are being displeasing to God. God lent us these bodies that we are or walking around on earth in. This is only temporary because we know that God has a plan for us after we leave this body, to be absent from the flesh and to be present with the Lord. Amen? So that means that once this flesh is turned back to, you know, ashes and dust, we have to answer to our Father. And one of the things that we have to answer besides the fact of you being a minister in the marketplace and helping those who are in need of help, he's going to want to know the accountability of our bodies. So we are the temple of God. Remember, we belong to God, and we cannot simply do what we like. We are God's greatest asset, and you are so valuable to him. So honor God's commandments and keep yourself free from all evil. So you may say, okay, LaShawn, well, what are some evils? Well, I know before I gave my body and my mind back to Christ, I was a tattoo fiend, and I have tattoos all over the place. Not like arms and like a decorative canvas. However, there are a few tattoos. That is dishonor to God. Had I known then what I know now, I would not have disrespected God in front of his face, because that is not what he wants. You don't read anywhere in the body where it says, pray, give reverence, and then go get a tattoo. But that is something that was done. So now you repent. Also, addiction. We're hearing more and more about people becoming addicted. We're hearing more and more about people who are not only taking up drugs and alcohol, but becoming addicted to a lifestyle, becoming addicted to shopping, becoming addicted to using people, hurting people, lying, gambling, stealing, what have you. Anything in a form of addiction is doing something obsessively and compulsively, and that is not of God. We also fall into the evils of poor health, financial illiteracy, sexual immorality, not helping our brother and sister in Christ. In the world of scandal and social media today, bad news travels faster than productive news. You'll hear about who's sleeping with who took what, who harmed who, before you hear about a class graduating with honors. You'll hear more about what a Kardashian may have done opposed to what someone may have done in another country to make a difference and to help out. You will hear more about people having sexual immortality, and you hear about people being married for 80 years or 30 years or forever, whatever amount of years. In the world of social media, only today is it acceptable for someone to see somebody on the floor bleeding and dying, and they're now on YouTube to be the next overnight sensation. Only in today's society, amen, will you see somebody getting beat up, a female getting hurt by a man, or a man getting hurt by a group of men, or what have you, and somebody has their smartphone out taping it, opposed to making some kind of cry or gesture for help. Only in today's world will you see on the internet different forms of sexual acts and different forms of ways to hurt somebody and different forms of how to kill somebody opposed to how to help somebody. I don't know who I'm talking to right now, but somewhere on the line, you know, someone may be addicted to something that they may not want God to know about, but trust me, he knows and he sees all things. Only today is it acceptable for it to be a practice to divorce or commit adultery than it is to fix it. The new term is cheaper to keep her and have fun on the outside than to what God has put together, let no man put asunder. We run into what appears to be the greener grass on the other side. We run to what looks better on the other side of the fence, amen. But what happens is this. That green grass that we think looks so beautiful, that plentiful harvest on the other side that we're coveting on may be packed with snakes. And those snakes come in forms of demons, diseases, scandals, and death. I don't know who I'm talking to right now, but the grass is not greener. Your grass can become greener if you cultivate it with the Spirit of God. It will become greener if you read about how marriage is a ministry in the marketplace and how you too can show a couple how to become that minister in the marketplace. You know, it seems that, oh, so-and-so has a better car than I do, so let me go deface their car because I can't get it. No, saints, it's about going to God and saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, I am in need of a vehicle. It doesn't have to be the flashiest one, but it has to be an operable one. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I need a better job, not so I can keep up with the Joneses, but so I can feed my family and be able to be a blessing unto others. Thanksgiving is coming amongst us, and how many people do we know with 6,000 and 7,000 square feet homes that are feeding the hungry? I know that our platinum presidents, they go out in the marketplace. They make sure that people are hungry, but they also teach people how to fish. It is also a mandate for us not to fish for people, but to teach them how how to fish. Amen. So make sure if you see that there's no hardness in your back office, you go to your platinum president. You go to your sponsoring advisor or supervisor or president or what have you, and you go to them and ask them to teach you how to fish. Don't worry about what's in so-and-so's pocket. Don't worry about what's in so-and-so's back office. Don't worry about what someone else's auto ship looks like. Worry about what your grass looks like and stop worrying about being green in the face, but to make your crop greener. Amen. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but that was for you. Only in today's world, when we find vagrant treason, just out and out blatant disrespect for our political leaders, we were taught before Election Day to pray for whomever is placed in office, whether we feel that they're there or not. What we feel is not what is just, but what God feels is the must. Amen? So if you feel that whoever is in office should not be there, you pray about it. You pray for a new direction. You pray for a breakthrough in what you feel is better. So again, what we feel is better may not be what God feels is better. But only in today's society can we threaten a president and get away with it. Only in today's society is blatant racism acceptable, and instead of it being eradicated and rectified, it's spread all over social media like a fun event or what have you. Only in today's world have we lost the zeal for good health and find out that money can buy us a flatter stomach and a tighter rump. Amen? We have forgot, like the Corbins forgot, the value of hard work, dedication, and repentance. And we all of us fall short to the glory of God. We all, everybody on this line, have done something displeasing to our Father. We all have done or said something or judged somebody because we felt that our sin ain't as bad as so-and-so. Come on, somebody. We know what that looks like. Oh, sister so-and-so, she did this. But yet and still, you have dust in your own eye. Brother so-and-so did such and such. Look at him sitting there in jail. His family's out there waiting for you. But yet and still, you are incarcerated in the mind because of intolerance or willing to help somebody else. The only way any of us to look down upon our fellow man is to pick them up and show them how to walk again. Amen. In the name of Jesus. The only way we should be looking down, taking photos and video with somebody is if it's being used to help that person out because they have been wronged or harmed in some kind of way. It's not for us to be the next Anton Dotson. It's not for us to be the next overnight sensation on YouTube. It is for us to be ministers in the marketplace and remember that we are all one paycheck away from being homeless, one paycheck away from being hungry, one bank account error from us not having abundance and living check to check. We are all eligible. That's what the word yet means. You're eligible too. It doesn't matter how many zeros you have today because we see how the economy is shaky. We see how people have Ponzi schemes. We see how we trust in somebody and they do something wrong to us. We are all one yet away from somebody else's reality today. So it is up to us to stay in belief with our Father. It is up to us to continue to be ministers in the marketplace and powerful examples of what the gospel can give us if we do the right thing. Psalm 22:1 says, as the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. Basically what that's saying is, the same way we crave the things that we're not supposed to have, the same things we crave the foods we're not supposed to eat, the same way we crave the thoughts that the flesh tells us is okay, we have to crave and thirst for God's word. We have to drink the word, then chew the word, then regurgitate the word so somebody else can learn the word. We cannot keep it unless we give it away. How sad would it be if the master call wasn't here for those who don't know what a church door looks like? How sad would that be if the messages were vague and nothing explainable of what God has in store for us? It would be bad because now there's nothing for us to look forward to. There's nothing for us to build upon. There's no one for us to emulate. What we do, saints, is this. In the morning, we wake up with prayer. We thank God for waking us up. And I tell you all the time, Samsung did not wake you up. Your alarm clock on your iPad or iPod or iTouch or III did not wake you up. Your spouse next to you who taps you ever so gently on your shoulder and says, time for work, did not wake you up. God's breath of life woke you up. So for every breath that God gives you, amen, it is up to us to go out there and make a difference. Seek God in every day like a deer seeks and looks for water. Never stop seeking God until your thirst for him is complete. If you are far away from his presence, turn back towards the living water, and he will fill your soul with peace. So what does that mean? It means this. When people say, oh, so-and-so backslid, they had a backslide, so-and-so has to rededicate their life to God, it doesn't mean that God is shutting you out, lock the door, change the key, love don't live here no more. It simply means that you have to repent. Unless a man is born of the water and the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So we know this. So we know that when we sin, we know that when we backbite, we know that when we gossip, we know that when we steal time, run a red light, hurt somebody's feelings, we must go to the cross and sacrifice our flesh daily so we could be more pleasing to God. And if you scroll back to our archive messages and listen to some of the words that Minister Robin has given about prayer, she teaches us how to pray. There's no such thing as a book on, you know, a one-on-one way how to be a prayer expert, but instead she shows us how to take scriptures, put them together, and pray. Pray for others. Pray for yourself. Pray that you can't pray for somebody else. But how to repent? You can simply go and say, I am cut off from your sight, Father, Lord God. Yet you heard me cry for mercy. When I called to you for help, you came. Love the Lord, all saints. The Lord preserves the faithful, but the proud he pays back in full. Be strong and take heart, all those in hope. That's Psalm 31:22-24. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgression. Wash away all my iniquities and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Against you and only you have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you have proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. And surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me, and I am asking for forgiveness. It is that simple. You don't go to bed knowing that you sinned, knowing that you did something wrong against the Father, and leave it like that. The same way they tell husband and wife when you go to marriage counseling, don't let the sunset go down before you forgive each other. Don't go to bed arguing and not, you know, finding some kind of equal ground. It's the same way you do not go to bed without repenting. The same way you do not go throughout the day without praying to God. We are rebuilding Corinth in 2012 and taking away all the things that is not just of our Father and doing better. We may say, you may say, well, how do I do that? The world is so vast. It is so big. I'm only one person. You do it by one prayer at a time, one person at a time, teaching people that, yes, you may have a craving for sweets, but Artist International has brownie. Eat that instead. You may want to have a cocktail, but instead get some cran aloe and ginger ale and mix that up, amen, and drink on that. You may say, oh, I want a flat stomach right now. Well, you can say to somebody, hey, let me show you how Labib and exercise and a body magic can work for you. That is how you become a minister in the marketplace with your artist business. And when someone doesn't know about artists, don't be greedy and keep it to yourself. Share it with somebody. Our platinum president, Al Preston, said a closed mouth is a closed business. So talk about your artist business. Tell people how they can become successful. Teach them how to be financially literate. Teach them how to give unto others so they can be productive to themselves. But under no means shall we continue to live like Corinth and say that I'm going to do what I want to do and not care what God has to say about it, because that is not of our Father. That is not of God. And that certainly is not how he wants us to conduct himself. So in closing, saints, I really ask that you go to your Father in prayer. Tell him what you need. Bring it boldly to the throne. Father God, I desire to be a platinum president, but teach me how to get the supervisor. I desire to be a platinum president, but teach me how to maintain supervisor and go up to manager A or B. I desire to go to extravaganza so I can learn more about the business, but teach me how to budget my money so I can still pay my mortgage, my car note, and all my responsibilities, but still be able to go to extravaganza to learn more things. Father, Lord God, teach me how to continue being a minister in the marketplace, but first, show me how to discipline myself, wake up every morning so I can listen to the Master's morning call, and then go to church on Sunday. That's how we do it, saints. So I trust that this word is helpful. grateful for somebody. I believe that somebody has gotten something from it. I know that God has shown me a lot of things. And I just thank you so much for your time. Everybody have a wonderful day in the Lord. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister LaShawn. God bless you. We praise God for you for the prayer this morning. And we're going to come back to you in just a minute and allow you to give us the benediction. But before, praise God. We thank God for all of you. We want to just go before the throne of grace this morning and bring our prayer request before the Lord, and then we'll come back to Minister LaShawn for the benediction, and I will give you the number for the motivational call. Father God, we come before your throne of grace this morning. Lord, I come before you so grateful, Lord God, so humble this morning to call out your name once again and say thank you, Lord. Before we even ask for anything, we just magnify and lift your name up, Father. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy on this day. Now, Lord, I come in the name of the resurrected Jesus, whose I am and whom I serve, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Father God, I come before you this morning, lifting up our prayer requests on today. God, we cannot lift them all, but for those, Lord God, that are unspoken, Lord, we know that you hear and you already have provided the answer. Father, I lift up to you Andrew. I lift up to you now Richard. Father, I lift up Ronnie to you. I lift up Asia and her children, Father God. I lift up to you Joni. I lift up Papa Preston. I lift up Angela to you, Lord God, and I lift up Tashana to you right now. Father God, for every person that's on the line right now, God, I ask you to touch their situation right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord, because you know, God, the way that we take. Father, I thank you that you've already declared the end before the beginning. Now, right now, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare the spirit of addiction to be broken, the spirit of obsessions or of oppulsion, Lord God, the spirit and addiction of crime and sex, Lord God. I command their power to be broken over the people of God. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us from them all. Father, right now, I speak against and bind up the spirit of disobedience right now, the spirit of covetousness, the spirit of pride and addictions, Lord God, to pills, Lord God. I bind up every affliction and infirmity that has affected these people of God. Right now, I speak divine deliverance and healing in the name of Jesus, and I command the power of these evil spirits to be broken from over our lives. Father, right now, I loose the spirit of love, Lord God. By Jesus' stripes, we are already healed. Jehovah God, you are our shepherd. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are our Jehovah Yireh. You are our Jehovah Jireh. Father, I thank you for the provision that you shall make clear and known today. I thank you for the houses, for the cars, for the land, Lord God, for the apartments, Lord God. I thank you for the wisdom to guide our steps, Lord God, as we trust you, Lord, and lean not on our own understanding. God, I thank you that you show us how to rebuild the old waste places, God. I thank you that you show us how to be the light that shines on the city, Lord God, on the hilltop that you called us to be, Father. I thank you, Lord God, for your mercies and your grace. Lord, I thank you for all of these who have called in to receive the word. Father, we pray that this word touches them in their heart. Right now, Lord, we ask the Holy Spirit to convict them, to make those changes, Lord God, to rebuild, Lord God, in this year, 2012 and beyond. In the name of Jesus, I decree these things and declare them in the name of Jesus. I cover each and every one of us by the blood of Jesus, and I cancel every plan of the enemy for backlash, retaliation, and revenge in the name of Jesus. It is so. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, we want to remind you, praise God, for the call that's coming up. We're going to give it to you now. The number for Platinum President Marie call is 530-881-1300, and that PIN is 539-598-POUND. And let me give you the replay number for the Master's call, 712-432-1085, and that PIN is 957-677-POUND. Praise God. We're going to go to Minister LaShawn before we close out and bid you all good morning. God bless you. Thank you for calling into the Master's Call, and we declare that you are ministers in your marketplace. Minister LaShawn, give us the benediction. Praise God for you.
Amen. Thank you again, Minister Tammy. We continue to rejoice always. Pray continually to you, Father, Lord God. Giving you thanks in all our circumstances because that is your will for us in Christ. We thank you for blessing us this morning and continue to guide us and protect us and shield us one from another. We bring this to you in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Have a wonderful day, everybody.